Hi, and welcome to this quick demo of the new Apple Watch Companion app, which got announced today as of March 10th, 2015. And of course, amongst other announcement at the Apple keynote event today, the Apple Watch was of course announced for pre-release on April 10 and availability on April 24th. But as I just mentioned, they've actually released the Apple Watch Companion app already, and it's bundled in with iOS 8.2, which also got released today via the software update on your iPhone. So at the moment, there's not much you can actually do with the Apple Watch Companion app since you actually haven't got the Apple Watch yet, but I thought I would at least show you what the Apple Watch Companion looks like. So I've kind of got my iPhone 6 Plus here. I've already downloaded and installed iOS 8.2. Okay, so let me find the Apple Watch app on my home screen here.
Dog. Mail. Page 2 of 3. Apple Watch. Double tap to open.
There we go. One finger double tap to open.
Apple Watch.
Okay, touch towards the top of the screen.
Good morning.
And I'm flicking to the right, of course, using voiceover gestures with one finger. So, good morning. Flick to the right.
If you have an Apple Watch, you can pair it with your iPhone here.
Okay, if you've got an Apple Watch, you can pair it with your iPhone here.
Start pairing button.
Start pairing button. So if I double tap on that one.
Cancel button.
And flick to the right.
Hold Apple Watch up to the camera.
Okay, so you can pair your Apple Watch by holding it up to the camera. Flick to the right.
Align it with the viewfinder below.
Align it with the viewfinder below.
Yellow alignment area. Image. Double tap the pair Apple Watch manually button for an accessible alternative.
Double tap the manual pair button for an accessible alternative. Flick to the right again.
Pair Apple Watch manually button.
And there's the pair Apple Watch manually button. So flick to the right, and that's the end of the screen. So if I double tap on the pair button now.
Cancel button.
And flick to the right.
Tap the info button on your Apple Watch and find the unique name in the list below.
So tap on your Apple Watch.
Devices.
And of course, there's nothing there. So top right hand side of the screen.
Cancel button. Cancel.
And let's flick to the right.
Hold Apple Watch up to the camera.
And we're back to that screen. So top right-hand side of the screen.
Cancel button.
One finger double tap on cancel.
Good morning.
Flick to the right.
If you have an Apple Watch, you can pair it with your iPhone here. Start pairing button. Learn more about Apple Watch button.
Okay, learn more about Apple Watch. Now, if I double tap that button, which I won't do now, it will run Safari and bring up the Apple Watch information page on the Apple.com website. So flick to the right again.
Selected. My Watch. Tab. One of three.
And we're back down to currently the three tabs at the bottom, which is My Watch, which is currently the default one for the main opening screen. Flick to the right.
Explore. Tab. Two of three.
That's Explore, which brings up a number of videos to watch, which I'll let you know about in a minute. And then finally, flick to the right.
App Store. Tab. Three of three.
App Store, when you can look at apps specifically for the Apple Watch. At the moment, that's not currently available either, of course, because the Apple Watch is not available. So flick to the left.
Explore tab.
And let's double tap on the Explore tab and touch the top left-hand side of the screen.
Explore heading.
Flick to the right.
Button.
That's a button to play.
Reveal.
The Apple Watch reveal. And I won't play that one because it's literally just music playing. Flick to the right again.
Button.
Another button which is currently unlabeled.
Introducing Apple Watch.
That's the introducing Apple Watch video. Flick to the right again.
Button.
Another button.
Health and fitness.
And that's the health and fitness video. So if I flick back to the left.
Button. Introducing Apple Watch. Button.
And let's choose introducing Apple Watch. One finger double tap on the button.
Video.
You know, it's driven Apple.
Double tap to show or hide video controls.
This compulsion to take incredibly powerful technology and make it accessible, relevant.
Okay, two finger double tap to stop, and one finger double tap on the video controls. Touch the
video
screen.
Status play button. Previous track position done button.
Finger double tap on done.
Explore heading.
Okay, so basically at the moment there's those three videos on the Explore tab about the Apple Watch, and if I touch the bottom right hand side of the screen.
App Store tab. Three of three.
That's the App Store tab. One finger double tap.
Selected. App Store tab.
Touch three the of top three of the screen.
App Store heading.
Flick to the right.
Image.
Image.
Pre-order the 10th of April.
Pre-order the 10th of April.
Image.
Image again.
Experience the App Store build just for Apple Watch. Coming soon.
Okay. Experience the App Store just for Apple Watch. Coming soon. Flick to the right.
My Watch tab. One of three.
And we're back down to the bottom. So really, that's it for the Apple Watch Companion app at the moment. As I said, of course, once you have the watch, you can then pair it, look at apps for the Apple Watch, and I would be assuming more information is going to be available in the Explore tab about the Apple Watch as well. And who knows, there may even be more features. So that completes this demonstration of the release of the Apple Watch Companion app for the 10th of March 2015. As I said, Apple Watch pre-order April 10 and then availability April 24th, 2015. Hope you've enjoyed listening to this quick demo of the Apple Watch Companion app. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
Apple Watch.